This is a story that took place back when I was a kid. I was probably somewhere between the ages of 8 and 10. At that age, I loved Christmas, mainly because of all the things that I would get. I lived with my parents, brother, and sister in a two-story home in a typical neighborhood. Each year, we would do lots of decorating inside and outside of the house. Our Christmas tree would go in the corner of our living room, and all the presents would go underneath it. On Christmas Eve that year, we went to my grandparents' house, and then we were going to my uncle's on Christmas. That night on Christmas Eve, after we all went to bed, I had a difficult time falling asleep. I usually did when I was a kid because I was always so excited for Christmas. I finally was able to doze off for a bit, but woke up sometime later when it was still the night. I remember just turning over to try to go back to sleep, but then I thought I heard a noise. It sounded like it was coming from downstairs. My bedroom was the closest to the stairs, and even I could barely hear it. I looked at the clock, and it was 2 a.m. I didn't know why anybody would be up at this hour. Being that young and a curious kid, I decided to go and look. I left my bedroom and then walked a few feet to the railing of the stairs that overlooked the living room. I looked down, and everything seemed normal. All of the lights were off, but the lights from the Christmas tree and the few other decorations were on, so I could see a little bit. I looked down at the tree for a little while longer. It was very large, and we always got the biggest tree that we could find. But then, I saw somebody come out from behind the tree. It wasn't my dad or brother, but a random guy that I didn't know. As soon as I realized that it was a random guy, I turned and ran. I went to the end of the hallway where my parents' bedroom was. I woke them up and told them that there was some guy in the house. I remember that my dad got up to look. He came back a short time later and said that he saw somebody leaving the house through the window. The police were called. And when they got out to our house, searched all over our property. They didn't find the guy, but they did find that our window was broken. None of us had heard it break, so the guy must have quietly done it somehow. It was a living room window that was broken, and I think that I saw him not long after he got in the house, because nothing was even stolen. I think that he either saw me or heard me, and that scared him off. I'm just really glad that he didn't try to come upstairs or anything. It still really freaked me out knowing that somebody broke in. It took me a long time to be able to fall back asleep, but eventually I was able to. That was by far my craziest Christmas experience. Nothing like that has happened since, much less on Christmas. I still don't know who the guy was though and why he chose our house. I also don't know if the police ever found him. This is something that happened when I was Christmas shopping a couple of years ago. It was one of the final weekends before Christmas, and I had a lot of things to buy. I went shopping all by myself, and went to a very large mall that was sort of close to where I live. When I got there, it was extremely busy, and remained that way the entire time. Just about everywhere that I went inside, I had to wait in line to check out. I was there for several hours, but eventually was able to get just about everything that I wanted. It was mostly gifts for friends and family. When I was finally done shopping, I left the mall and drove home. Everything seemed to have gone well. Now, when I was on the way home and probably about halfway back, my cell phone started to ring. I looked and did not recognize the number, so I didn't answer it. But just a short time later, I saw that whoever had called me left a voicemail. I got curious, so I decided to play it right then and there. When I did, I heard a man's voice speaking. The way he spoke was sort of creepy and unsettling. He told me that he was driving behind me right now and that I should have answered the phone. I looked behind me. I was on the highway and there were a lot of other cars, plus it was dark out. There was a car directly behind me, but I couldn't tell how long it had been back there. I just kept going back on my way home. I was very suspicious and a little nervous, but thought that maybe it could just be a dumb joke. When I turned off the highway to a slightly quieter road, the car behind me did as well. Now I was less than 10 minutes from my house. I kept driving, and when I made the next turn, the car followed. In this kind of a situation, I knew you were supposed to drive to the police if you're being followed. So I took out my phone and asked Siri to direct me to the nearest police station. Soon I had a route, and I followed it. It would only take about 5 minutes to get there. But before I even made it to the street where the police station was on, I noticed that the car stopped following me. I pulled into the police station anyways, but didn't get out of my car. I sat in the parking lot for a few minutes, making sure that the car didn't come in after me and that it was gone. Then, I finally went back on the road and went home. for the rest of my drive, I did not notice the car directly behind me or anything. There were a decent number of other cars on the road, but it wasn't all that busy. Eventually, I got back to my house and pulled in. My street was usually pretty quiet, but as soon as I parked my car in the driveway, my phone started to ring again. I jumped when I heard it. When I looked, it was the same number as before. I decided to answer it. When I did, I heard the same man's voice speak. He said, "You shouldn't have gone to the police station. You should have just went home. I know where you live." This really freaked me out. But just then, things got worse. I suddenly heard a car approaching and saw headlights entering my street. I turned and ran for my house as fast as possible. I got to the door and unlocked it just as the car reached my driveway. It pulled in and parked behind my car, and I made it inside of my house. I locked the door behind me. I took out my phone and called the police. Meanwhile, after parking in my driveway, I saw a man get out and start to walk to my door. I ran back into the living room, which is away from the door. The man then knocked on my front door, and then he tried to open it. After that, he stayed on the front step, just standing there. I really wonder if that guy was crazy. He called me again, but I didn't pick up. I let it go to voicemail, and he did not leave a message. The good part is that he did not attempt to break in. He just stood there, right outside of my front door, the entire time. Finally, the police got there. They talked to the man and were able to get him to leave, as well as gave him a citation. I hoped that that would be enough, though. It was certainly one of the scariest situations in my life. That man was very sneaky. I really don't know how he got my phone number or knew where I lived. I think he waited for me around the corner of the police station or something. Then he kept a distance so I didn't notice him. It was dark out, so I couldn't see all the other cars very well. Either way, whatever he did, it blows my mind he was able to do it. The good news is that I haven't seen him since. A few years ago, we hosted Christmas at our house. It was my wife and I, and we were having about 15 to 20 family members come over. We have a somewhat large house and also a large backyard. Our house was decorated and ready for the guests on Christmas Day. Everything started out very well. Family started to arrive at roughly 11 o'clock in the morning. I was pretty busy talking to people and stuff, but maybe at about 11:30, something odd happened. One of my cousins arrived, and I went outside to greet him. As he was walking in, he told me that he thought he saw a guy in my backyard and wanted to know if I knew about him. I was confused. Nobody was going outside, and I didn't know why anybody would be in the backyard. I asked him to tell me more about it. He said that when he pulled into my driveway, he noticed a guy walking near the tree line of the woods in the backyard. He thought that it was me at first, but quickly realized that it wasn't. He took a few steps towards the backyard after getting out of his car, but the man quickly went out of sight. We both decided to go over there and look. After walking back to where he spotted the guy, we saw the footprints in the snow, but didn't see anyone. He must have been gone by then. We yelled out into the woods, asking if anybody was there. It was complete silence now, though. I really had no idea who it could be. My neighborhood is pretty quiet, and the houses are spaced out pretty good. But I didn't know what else could be done, so we both just went back inside. After going back in, I quickly forgot all about it and was busy talking to people. For hours, everything was going well. But then, as I was walking past one of the windows that looks out to the backyard, I saw the man myself. He was kind of far away, but I saw a guy walking through the edge of the tree line. This had to be the same person. I yelled for my cousin to come and see. The man in the woods then stopped and seemed to look in my direction. My cousin was walking over, but by the time he got there, the man then darted back into the woods. My cousin saw him for just a split second. He told me that it was the same guy that he had seen earlier, though. We kept watching the area, but he did not come back. I still wasn't really sure what to do about it, so we just went back to where everyone else was. I looked to the window a couple of more times, but didn't see the guy. I hoped that maybe he would leave for good. I still couldn't help but wonder what he was doing back there, though. Eventually, people left, and it was soon just my wife and I. We looked out the window several more times that night, but there was still nothing. At that point, I felt a lot better about it. The very next morning, I went outside into the backyard. Everything was fine at first, but I soon noticed something strange. The man wasn't back, but there was a new set of footprints in the snow. It was clearly from a person, and it wasn't mine. there had been a fresh layer of snow on Christmas Eve. When my cousin and I walked back there to the woods the day before, we were far away. In fact, I saw those sets of tracks. These went from the woods right to our back door. Then they appeared to go back to the woods. Could the same man have walked to our back door and tried to get in overnight? It creeped me out to think about it. For the next several days, I was very suspicious. But after that, I never saw the guy. I also didn't notice any other strange things happening. I still don't know who the man was and what he was doing. This story took place just last year. It was in December, just a few weeks before Christmas. I live in a large neighborhood in a house with my wife and two young children. One evening, my wife met up with one of her best friends. Her best friend's kids are around the same ages as ours, and they all went to spend time together. My wife told me this while I was at work and asked me to set up the Christmas lights when I got home. I told her that I would do it, and I wanted to surprise the kids with them when they got home. We had gotten a little bit of snow already, but the weather wasn't too cold, so it was a good night to do it. We had several lawn decorations, but the hardest part was hanging up the lights from the roof. I would have to take out the ladder and climb up onto the roof for that. So that day, when I got home from work, almost instantly, I went to the garage and got everything that I needed. It was dark out by then, and I first set up some of the things in our front yard. Then I got the ladder and went on top of the roof. The lights went all the way around our house, on both sides, in the front and back of it. When I got around towards the back side of the house and I was still on top of the roof, I heard a noise coming from below. I didn't know what it was at first, but it sounded like somebody was back there. Even though it was dark out, I had a pretty good view of my surroundings. When I looked, I finally saw that there was a man standing sort of near our house, behind it. I had never seen him before, and he was not a neighbor that I was aware of. I didn't know what this guy was doing in my backyard. I saw him walk closer to me. I called out, asking who he was and what he was doing, but he didn't answer. Instead, he started running towards my ladder. It was a ways down, probably about 20 feet. There was no way that I was going to get there before him. The guy then took my ladder and knocked it down. Now I had no way of getting off of the roof. Then he walked around to the back door, which I had left unlocked. He then entered our house. I was angry, but tried to remain calm. Luckily, I did have my cell phone on me. I dialed 911 and told them about what had happened. Then I just had to wait for them to arrive and hope that the man did not destroy my house or steal anything. I yelled down to him that I called the police, hoping that it would scare him off. I really didn't hear anything, though. I wasn't sure where the guy was or what he was doing. Then, probably 2 or 3 minutes later, the guy suddenly left. He came running out of my house at about full speed. He ran through the backyard and then hopped the fence which connected my yard with my neighbor's. After leaping it, he kept running and very quickly was completely out of my sight. I was glad to see him gone and didn't notice him holding anything as he ran. He very well could have stolen something small and put it in his pocket or still damaged something, but overall, this was a relief. Just a few minutes after that, the police showed up. They were able to get my ladder and help me get down from the roof. Then they searched my house and property and said that they would look around in the nearby area for the man. I didn't have a great description of him, but I told them what I could. The crazy part is after searching the house, nothing was messed up and nothing was stolen either. That really surprised me. I still don't know why he entered my house or was even in my yard, and after the police left, I finished putting my lights up but was very careful. The guy never came back. I finished on time before my wife and kids returned home. After that, nothing like that has happened since. We still live there, and I recently put out all the decorations again. This year, things went much smoother. This happened on Christmas Eve, just last year. I'm 22 and recently graduated from college. Each year on Christmas Eve, my family goes to my uncle's house for a get-together. Then on Christmas, everybody comes to our house. Last year, unfortunately for me, I had to work on Christmas Eve. I had a job at a department store in a nearby city to where we live. It was a part-time job that I worked mostly in the summer or whenever I was back home from school. I would be getting paid extra, but would have to miss the family gathering at my uncle's. We closed slightly early at about 8 p.m. instead of the usual 10 p.m. My uncle's place was almost an hour away though, so even if I wanted to drive there right after work, it would be kind of late, and I decided not to. Instead, I went back to my parents' house where I lived and was all by myself. I got back home after work at about 8:30. I remember not long after I returned home, I texted with my parents and they were probably going to be staying at my uncle's until almost midnight. I made some food and then relaxed and went into the living room and put on a movie. Everything was going well until about 11 o'clock at night. Out of nowhere, there were some loud bangs on the front door. It was very startling. I sat up and didn't even want to look to see who was there. The noises continued. It was like whoever was there was pounding as hard as they possibly could on the front door. After probably 10 seconds, I walked over to a window that overlooked the front door. I was upstairs and on the second floor, and when I got to the window, very carefully looked outside. I peeled back the window cover ever so slightly. When I did, I saw three large-looking men wearing dark-colored jackets and dark hats. I couldn't see any of their faces. They were standing around the door, and one of them was knocking on it. The bad feeling that I had became much worse. I had no idea what to do. I ran out of the room and called my parents. I told them about the situation, and my parents did not know who the men could possibly be. They said to call the police if the men didn't leave, and they told me that they would leave to come home now. Still, it would probably be 45 minutes before they got back. The knocking at the door finally stopped. I looked out the window and saw all of the men now running around to the back. This was not good. I moved towards the back of the house to try to see where the men were going. Within a minute, I heard the doorknobs to one of the back doors rattling. They were trying to get inside now. That was followed by a loud banging at the other back door that we had. I dialed 911 and tried to stay calm, even though I was completely freaking out. The men stayed near the back of the house. Then things went quiet for probably 2 or 3 minutes. I thought that maybe the men had left, but was too scared to look out of a window and see. But the silence was broken by more loud bangs, this time coming from a window. This was really bad, because I didn't think the window would hold up, and they would eventually break it. Probably 30 seconds after this, I heard the sound of a car pulling into our driveway. It had to be the police. The noises from the window suddenly stopped. I decided to look out the back window now. When I did, I saw all three men sprinting through our backyard. They were running to the back end of it, where we had a few trees, and then there was a quiet road. Very quickly, they went out of sight, and when I looked to the front and saw the police were there, I rushed out and told them about the men and that they were running away. Unfortunately, all of the men were pretty fast, and were long gone by the time the police started looking for them. I'm not sure where they came from or where they went, but they were gone now. The police still looked around and asked me a few questions. Not long after that, my parents got home. I felt much better not being there alone anymore. After the police left, we stayed up late making sure that the guys didn't return. And luckily, they didn't. That was one of the scariest experiences I've ever had.